All right, good morning, everyone. That's working. Welcome to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Sorry, for Friday, October 11th, 2024. Again, we did not do a morning show yesterday, but of course, you already knew that. But today we're doing one, so there you go. Anyway, it just seems only fair to look up the weather, so let's go ahead and do that. Right now in Dallas, it is 47 degrees outside with cloudy skies. Cloudy conditions will continue all day. Wind gusts are up to 5 miles per hour. Here's your 5-day forecast. Today it'll be cloudy with 43 low, 70 high. On Saturday it'll be sunny with 48 low, 73 high. On Sunday it'll be partly cloudy with some sunshine with 74 high, 50 low. Monday, it'll be cloudy with 50 low, 67 high. And then on, that's on Monday, by the way. And then finally on Tuesday, it'll be raining with a 45% chance of precipitation with 55 low and 67 high. And there you go, that's your 5-day forecast. And the air quality is good with an index of 12, which is similar to yesterday about this time. So, yeah, let's see what the moon phase is. Waxing gibbous, huh? Our next full moon will be in 6 days, by the way, so that will be on... Go to our calendar here. Anyway, sorry about all that silence. That's all getting cut out. Thankfully, since we do this on demand, I have to cut out. So there you go. So it looks like quiet air time there. And yes, I know I'm out of breath. I need more exercise. That's why I'm going to the pool more often. Thank you. Anyway, as I was saying, what was it saying? 6 days, that's right. Let me just use the mouse here. Okay, I think it's the 17th. There we go. Alright, that's working. Alright, let's just adjust that a little bit there. Alright, so that works good enough for now. Alright, so it's 8:04 right now. Just close out all this. Anyway, I don't know what else I could do for this next thing. Oh yeah, APnews.com. Whoa. Let's close out all that. Well, we read the weather. No, I don't want to donate. Let's read about the Social Security increase. You know, this stuff always happens. I know, I admitted this before, but this stuff always happens to me on the air, guys. It makes me... feel blemished and embarrassed and all that kind of stuff, so there you go. So, I guess there's just one other thing left to do is just put a stupid commercial in. Oh, at least we have it on assist, at least it won't play automatically, at least. Still too early to do it, but whatever, we'll do it anyway. And I think we'll put a 4-minute one in this time. Just so I can put shorter songs in. Alright, let's put in, Boyfriend by Dove Cameron. And, End by Holding Them a Little Buck. Hopefully that'll work. I don't know. If it doesn't, I guess I'm changing the order again. And I still got like 2 minutes left. This is usually when I'm doing it already, but of course everyone's trying to screw me over, of course. Well, at least you got to read the weather at least, so that was nice. It's funny because this is the one time, last episode, I can't remember which one it was. But what's interesting is, let's go to my thing here, which one was it? I think it was October 9th, wasn't it? Yeah, it was October 9th. That was the episode where, I was unable to read the weather on the tablet. Well, the problem was I was trying to read on AccuWeather.com, but I didn't like the fact how the ad blocker was not blocking specific ads, so I had to go into the settings and fix that. And even then, I still feel like it's still gonna not block them, because I think they're circumventing ad blockers. Because that's, you know what I mean. Anyway, I'm just crazy about ads. I just don't care for them, guys, and as you're probably wondering, oh, if you don't like ads, why are you playing them on your radio station? And you don't want to know. You do not want to know. Anyway, enough of all that. I'm just going to tell you what's coming up next segment. Food Talk. We're going to do Food Talk at 8:20 a.m. And what is this about? Rain possible between 9 and 10 a.m. It didn't even say it was going to rain. Well, I'll ask her about that when we go on commercial break. But anyway, it did say it was going to be rain possible today between 9 and 10 a.m., which is literally when we do our Pokemon stuff, so that's fun. Anyway, coming up, I guess, is Food Talk at 8:20 a.m., so we'll be right back right after this, right after the commercial break, and Dove Cameron and M by Hold with Boyfriend and Numb Little Butt. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was a Numb Little Butt by M by Hold and Dove Cameron Boyfriend. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and close my door now. Alright, there we go. So here we go. We're going to start with Food Talk now, and we're going to read our first recipe, Spiced Pumpkin Waffles, a community pick by Sherry35. These waffles are my kids' new favorite waffles now. They're delicious. They have a light texture, and the pumpkin flavor is not overpowering. The serving size is for Belgian waffles, but they will work fine on regular waffle iron also as well. If you so desire, that is. Anyway, here we go. These are in U.S. units, by the way. We refuse to go metric. As always, as I've always said, you'll need 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1 pinch of salt, 2 eggs, 1/4 cup of firmly packed brown sugar, 1 cup of canned pumpkin puree, 1 2/3 cups of milk, and 4 tablespoons of butter, melted and cooled. First, you want to mix together the flour, baking powder, we're on directions by the way, baking soda, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and salt in a large bowl. Then in a second bowl, add the eggs, sugar, pumpkin, milk, and butter and heat well. Gently fold in the flour mixture. Cook according to your waffle iron directions. She does these in her Belgian waffle iron, and it uses about 1 cup of batter and takes about 4 to 5 minutes to make. They come out in a nice, deep, golden brown. They are usually also great with a little bit of syrup, but they would also be great with honey butter, too. And on top of all that, they could also be done with pancakes, too. Interesting. Anyway, well, that's good enough for me, so let's go back to the homepage. I was just trendy now, by the way. Let's look at Easy Dutch Apple Pie. Submitted by The Dancing Cook. And this is a community pick also, by the way. It's ready in 55 minutes. It serves 6 to 8. There's 9 ingredients. Here's what you need. 2 cups of flour. 1 cup of brown sugar. Pack, that is. 3/4 cup of butter or 3/4 cup of margarine that's melted, by the way. 1/2 cup of quick cooking oats, like Quakers or whatever. Make sure it's quick cooking. 2/3 cup of sugar. 3 tablespoons of cornstarch. 1/4 cup of water. 3 cups of tart apples, peeled and sliced. She uses the Granny Smith apples. Those ones are the green ones, by the way, if you're wondering. They're not the red ones, they're the green ones. Yeah, those are the Granny Smith ones. They're the green ones. But anyway, enough all that. And finally, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Anyway, moving on. First, you want to combine the flour, brown sugar, butter, margarine, oats, and set aside for 1 cup for the topping. Press the remaining crumb mixture into an ungreased 9-inch pie plate and set aside. Next, for the pie filling, combine the sugar, cornstarch, and water into a saucepan until smooth. Bring it to a boil, and then cook and stir for 1 minute or until it's thickened. Remove from the heat and stir in the apples and banana. Not banana, but vanilla. What am I saying? I'll just start over. Remove from heat and stir in apples and vanilla. There you go. After that, pour the filling mixture into the crust and top with a 1 cup crumb mixture. Finally, bake at 350 degrees for 45 minutes or until the crust is golden brown. And there you go. No questions, but reviews, though, very well received. Lots of 5-star reviews. Anyway, it's 8:25. We'll try and see if we can read at least one more. Let's see. Fan favorites. Let's just read a quick run. I know this is probably going to be one we've already read, but let's just read it again. Banana Nut Bread. Moist and Delicious Banana Nut Bread. Submitted by... I can't say his name right. I'll just skip it. But well, we'll try Breeze for this. It's rated 1 hour and 20 minutes, 10 ingredients, 18 muffins. Don't know why it says 18 muffins, though. I think she's... Oh, I remember now. She's trying to make it as muffins instead of, just bread itself. But anyway, enough of all that. 1/2 cup of butter or margarine, 1/4 cups of sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 2 eggs beaten, 3 ripe bananas this time, smashed, it's about 1 cup, 1/4 cup of milk, 2 cups of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1/2 to 1 cup of chopped pecans, or 1/2 to 1 cup of walnuts. These are both optional, by the way. It depends on what you desire. First, you want to cream the butter and sugar. Add the vanilla and eggs, combine dry ingredients, add alternately with bananas and milk, add nuts if desired, grease and flour, 1 bread pan, 2 to 3 smaller pans, or if you want to, you can pour into 18 muffin cups. for loaf. Bake at 350 for 45 to 60 minutes. For muffins, 350 to 20 to 25 minutes. Enjoy! And that's all I'm going to read. I'm not going to bother reading the note because it might be important, but oh well. Too bad. Anyway, we're going to go to commercial now. Well, first, I got to put it in first. But yeah, that was fun. Next segment that's coming up is going to be, I should put the mouse over here, because there's a little gap here that this mouse doesn't like playing nice with. Have to add it twice? No, I did not. Okay, great. That's great. Okay, because sometimes I think, oh, did you add it twice? No, I did not. Okay. Alright, this time it's just going to be a 3-minute break this time. Yeah, we are going to add, Need to Know by Doja Cat, and, Break My Soul by Beyonce. About doing that. Anyway, I still got a minute left to talk with you guys. That's fun. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, you probably already guessed it. It's going to be TMZ Celebrity News. I have a feeling, though, that the tablet's just going to do the same thing it did last time. In fact, actually, I'm not even going to bother with the tablet for TMZ. I'm just going to do it on the computer. I just know for a fact it's just going to screw me over again like it did last time. It's funny, because it did not do that on Friday. The last Friday, that is. And then all of a sudden, it just starts doing it again. It's like it's weird. But anyway, enough all that. We're just going to go commercial break now. TMZ's Larvae News is coming up at 8:40. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Is Break My Soul by Beyonce really that long? Really? Anyway, that was Break My Soul by Beyonce and Need to Know by Doja Cat. And apparently it looks like we may have to go over whether we want to or not. So yeah, we're going to go over by a minute, guys, to make up for that. I didn't realize that song was so long. Darn. Oh boy. Anyway, Martha Stewart, I cheated early on in my marriage. This is TMZ Celebrity News, by the way. Martha Stewart may seem picture perfect in the media, but the lifestyle guru is a main to new flaw in her past, well, as a flaw in her past. She has confessed to cheating on her ex-husband known as Andrew Stewart. Now, the business mogul shares a shocking revelation in the trailer for upcoming Netflix documentary known as Martha, in which she advises women to leave their husbands if they're discovered to be unfaithful. As she puts it, though, men who cheat are pieces of... Though, she's a lot more forgiving of women who stray, given her own past, that is. Alright, come on, there you go. Well, when we confront her with her prior infidelity, an affair early on in her marriage, she quips, yeah, but I don't think Andy and you ever knew even anything about that. Martha and Andrew were married back in 1961, welcoming daughter Alexis years later in 1965. However, the pairs called it quits in 1990 after nearly 30 years of marriage. The TV personalities expected to share more about her personal life, including her 2004 stint in federal prison, when her new dog, aptly titled Morpha, drops on October 30th. Though Morpha went on to date the public eye after her divorce, having been linked to actor Anthony Hopkins and the software architect Charles Simuel in the past, she appears to currently be single and seems perfectly content to keep it that way anyway. Well, that's nice. So there you go. Anyway, moving on. Real estate tycoon's wife has been last seen a picture taken at a country club hours before she disappeared, that is. What is being called the final photo of a property tycoon's missing wife has been released, reportedly taken just hours before neighbors said they heard her screaming and she vanished into thin air. Suzanne Clark Simpson, wife of real estate mogul Brad Simpson, disappeared late Sunday night, but she apparently visited the country club she frequently visits, in the area just a few hours earlier. Well, there's not much to see in this picture. It's just the back of the Suzanne caught on camera as she walks around the Argyle Country Club in Alamo Heights, Texas. But it may just be the last photo taken of Simpson alive. It's the truth, after all. Let's see what this is about. Police have arrested Brad, charging him with assault causing bodily injury and family violence. According to multiple local outlets, citing a police report, a neighbor told cops he saw Brad hit and restrain Suzanne before walking off to nearby woods. The neighbor claims he later heard screams coming from the area. But yeah, the Simpsons reportedly have an extensive real estate portfolio in Texas, and cops are expanding their research to include more of their properties. Simpson is currently being held on a $2 million bond. So there you go. You can call AHPD with any information at 210-822-2000. Anyway, one more story before we end it here. Star Wars! Fans lash out over the transgender stormtrooper. No freaking way. The decision to include a transgender character in a new Star Wars project has sparked a strong reaction from its super vocal fan base, with some being more supportive than others. The Space Saga dropped a new book in its franchise Tuesday called Star Wars, The Secrets of the Clone Troopers, in which readers will get very well acquainted with a Star Trooper named Sister. It didn't take long for Sister's character description and picture to pop up on X, including the tidbit that Sister expressed her gender identity differently than her fellow troopers. And here's what the X post reads. Can we, no, that's probably gonna take us to Twitter. Oh well, too bad. Anyway, we'll move on to TMZ read then. Unsurprisingly, this prompted fans to flock to social media to offer their 2 cents on the character, and many are outraged on over Sister's presence in the book. Like, well, at first, many thought the character image was created using artificial intelligence, with one person asking if it was a parody. Another voiced disdain for the new plot, suggesting the franchise had been changed to become more woke. While the outrage at Sister may be new, the character has actually been around since 2022, making her initial debut in the book Queen's Hope. Sister was featured fighting alongside Anakin Skywalker, the future Darth Vader, and Obi-Wan Kenobi amid the series Clone Wars. So it seems these fans are a little late to the game to be so upset, as Sister is now a recurring character in the Star Wars universe. Interesting. Others are far more welcoming to Sister's addition to the Star Wars canon, with many applauding the Stormtrooper's cool armor at the very least. Supporters are also thrilled to see such inclusivity in a space odyssey, even with a fandom that has a big reputation for being toxic. And don't forget, racist reviewed bomb Disney Plus's The Acolyte after it debuted with a black-led cast including Amanda Stenberg and Jodie Turner-Smith, John Boyega, who played Finn in the new Star Wars trilogy, has voiced his frustration with fans as they expressed outrage over his black stormtrooper character. And I like Finn, by the way. So it's safe to say we should take this new criticism with a grain of salt, as the fans appear to be a group that's easily riled up. And we are going to go ahead and include it there. And you know, I like Finn. He was a very good stormtrooper, by the way. He played, I believe, in, what was it called? It was from 2014. Anyway, I can't remember the name right now, but you know what? It doesn't matter. The Clone Wars. Yeah, that came out in 2014, I believe. Yeah. No, it wasn't the Clone Wars. That was the animated series. Alright, you know what? It doesn't matter. My mind is fried today, and we don't have enough time to talk, but anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m., so there you go. I'm probably going to do a 3-minute break anyway. I might just have to play a 2-minute song. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens, because again, we went over because that's Beyonce's song went longer than I thought it was going to be. We can try Lizzo, but I feel like it's still going to go over. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go. We'll be right back. Don't go away. I think this might work. Pokemon Go is coming up. Don't go away. Yep. Now with Bad Habits by Jay Lacey and To Be Loved, I Am Ready by Lizzo, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. We are now in the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, October 11, 2024. It is now time to play Pokemon Go, but this time with the tablet first. We would usually play on the phone first, but we're going to do it on the tablet first. So let's turn this up. Yep, we're not going to enter dangerous areas. Isn't it kind of obvious? Whoa, what's this about? Trainers! Pokemon Go's raid and gym battle experiences are gaining a global improvement. These updates are intended to improve stability, reduce latency, and make it easier to add new features in the future. Updates include changes to damage outputs, energy generation, and durations of certain Pokemon attacks for raids and gym battles only. Thank you for continuing to play Pokemon Go. And as always, let's go! Yeah! Please be aware of your surroundings and follow guidelines from local health authorities, yada 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 yada, the Pokemon Go team. Whatever. I'm sorry about that. I just have to do that. Anyway, let's see if we... Oh, alright, guess we gotta do this, then. That must be a new one. Actually, it's not. Boo! That's only a 2-star. Boo! I'm sorry, but it's the truth. It's only a 2-star. All right, what's our most recent egg? If I had to guess, it's the one on October 9th. Yep. Let's hatch this one then. Oh, it's... we'll just use the Infinity one. Just walk 7 kilometers then. Yay. Oh, this is just their mind warp. Oh, at least that one's 3 stars. Thank you, sir. Umbreon, found a dang handy, yay. It's not mine, I don't think. We'll put one in later, I guess, I don't know. This looks weak enough to throw a ball at and get extra candy. And I did go out yesterday, I just forgot to play Pokemon Go because I'm an idiot. That's why my streak reset. Why did I do that? This is not how to, guys. That's why I always say in my videos and recordings. Anyway. 2 star at least. I think I'm just gonna throw it away anyway. That's much better. One more is a pretty big one. Oh, if I had the right berry, let's just do a great ball then. That was a curveball. It may not sound like it, but it was. But it did stay in. Oh, yeah, that's definitely a keeper. It's so sad, though. The attack is very low, though. But whatever. Whoa. Alright, our first stab. Yay! Oh, nope, that was it. I said corrected. I want more, though! Well, you ain't getting more. Boo! Yeah. Ray Day ticket, Masterwork Research, Master Ball ticket, this one ends today, it looks like. If I'm gonna buy this for myself, I'm gonna use the Android tablet to do it. Pokemon Go might have to be updated, but not the end of the world, though. Probably have to do that today. But yeah. Let's just look at our other 3 stars here, tag it by free asterisk. Oh, nice. This one's a 3 star, too. That's definitely getting evolved. We'll do that really quickly. I like him. Now, got that one, got this one, Togepi, yeah, who cares, 3 star Charmander, I'll probably evolve it too, but I want to see if I have bigger ones or bigger, that one can Dynamax. Nice. This one you can't even evolve. Well, you can, but you can mega evolve it, but I don't have the energy for it. That's unfortunate. Yeah. I guess that's all of it tagged. Nope. don't mind me. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Golbat. It was like a free star. It was Mark. It wasn't Mark, but it is indeed a free star. Alright, we'll work with that for now. Alright, we're taking a commercial break right now, guys. And coming up, we're going to play as Jesse Hack 95. Oh, that'd be something. I'm just going to put the commercial break in really quick. Music in. Left and right, Charlie Poof, and Running Up That Hill, A Deal of God by Kate Bush. How about that? Anyway, coming up, we'll play Pokemon Go as my Red account. That's JesseHack95, and I'll make sure if Old Mule's still red, I don't think it is. No, it is. Am I still in there? I'm not going to battle it from here. I might have gotten knocked out. I can't tell, though. But anyway, coming up is JesseHack95. We'll be right back and see if I got knocked out. Yep. That was Running Up That Hill, A Deal of God by Kate Bush. And Left and Right featuring Jungkook, a BTS by Charlie Poof. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Anyway, we swapped devices in the living room, and we're now ready to play Pokemon Go on my phone, so here we go. Now, it would not really surprise me my streak reset on here, too, so yeah, here we go. See what happens. Yeah. Okay, we already read about the raid battle and gym battle update. Okay, I guess it was Dragonite I put in there. Yeah, might as well. Oh, come on. There we go. Okay. Who's listening to me? Do that one. Do that one. Maybe the only one I have in, so might as well do it while we can. There we go. There we go, that's much better. Let's see what this thing's about. Hunting there one of these dudes. I still can't even Mega Evolve it, because I do have some Mega Energy, but I only have 20 of it, so that's only like 1/8, so that's fun. But will be worth doing it anyway. It will, but it's a free star, so we'll tag it. And we'll throw this one from Independence in there. Just have one incubator. I'm not buying an extra one. Thank you, Pokemon Go. Alright. Winston found a candy. That would be Lycanroc, by the way. It's named after our black and brown dog that died back in, passed away, I should say, back in May. Unfortunately, he passed away by the end of May, by the way, so that's very unfortunate. I miss him so much. That's why I nicknamed this guy Winston. Actually, I nicknamed him that before that, but you get the idea. That makes sense, right? Yeah. I'm probably gonna need more potions and healing items, because it looks like to me I don't really have a whole lot. It's like they want me to get out more often. I don't even see. Well, there is one here. Let's just get that streak reset, I guess, as they always say. Great throw. Nice. Will it work? Yes, it will. And of course, it reset because I was an idiot and didn't bother of loading up Pokemon Go on my phone yesterday with Trina. Why didn't I think about that? It's worth nothing, of course, so adios. I guess I'll make do. That was literally the only Pokemon on the map. I'm generally surprised. I mean, at least our yellow one had a few more than this. That is kind of interesting. Very interesting. 82 coins. Yellow had more. Yellow's been having more luck today, it seems. Don't know why. And don't ask. But anyway, I don't know what else we can do, here on Pokemon Go. Let's see what my most popular region is on the Pokedex, that is. Looks like it's Kanto. What's my second most popular region? Unova. And what's my third most popular region? If I had to guess, probably, Hoenn. So, yeah, that's very interesting. Very interesting. But anyway, let's see here. Pokemon. Oh, wait a minute. There's another. Speaking of Pokemon, there's a. There are Pokemon here. A Pineco. Let's throw a candy berry at it and try to catch it. They're a great throw. That's nice. There's a curveball, if you're wondering. It helps better. It depends on the Pokemon, though. Like, legendaries are still hard to catch, even with a curveball, so. You can't really trust that. So, yeah, that'll be fun. I hope it's not too late to enter the showcase. Yeah, the showcase isn't even going on anymore. Yeah, it's not even going on. Oh, man. I really want to enter him. Well, at least it's a shiny one, at least. That's nice. You know what? Just to make up for it, I'm gonna burn off my rare candies and power this guy up. I know it's just a two-star, but you know what? I don't give a freaking care. Let him have it. Anyway. There you have it. Now, who cares if it's a two-star? And it's shiny. That's what matters, right? Yeah. I mean, Aunt Lou was so jealous of me, as I guess you could say. So there you go. And, yeah, there you go. Looks like we got a present from Winston. We'll worry about that later. So, yeah, that's fun. And, yeah. Anyway, I guess I'll just stop it here, guys. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to read, should I read news and weather, or should I just, I guess we could just read news. I mean, remember the, website was being weird earlier. It was trying to do weird stuff. It would be back, so... Yeah, we'll read the news again. We'll try AP News on the computer and see if it does it again. Because I think it just doesn't like the tablet, maybe. It's possible. It's very possible maybe it's just not liking the tablet today. I would not really be surprised if it is. But anyway, God, that phone is so loud. I don't know. You probably wasn't able to hear it, but who cares? Anyway, enough of all that. Played the commercial now. 3 minutes, of course. And on to music now. Yay. We're gonna put in Don't You Worry by Black Eyed Peas. After that, we'll play Heat Waves by Glass Animals. Yay. Not trying to be sarcastic or anything. You are. Well, yeah. But that's what's going to play is Don't You Worry by Black Eyed Peas, Shakira, and David Guetta, and then Glass Animals, Heat Waves for you guys. And after that, we'll try and see if AP News will crap out on my computer. I wouldn't see why it wouldn't. But yeah, there you go. And we might read a brief weather report. Probably not, though. I think we already read the weather enough as it is. If I have to, I can just do that afterwards if we have time. But anyway, enough of all that. Coming up is probably the news. Probably like a national news story or something from the Associated Press, if I had to guess. We'll see what happens. But anyway, before we do that, Black Eyed Peas, Shakira, David Guetta, Don't You Worry, and Glass Animals for you guys with Heat Waves. Anyway, that's coming up at 9:40 a.m. for the final segment of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. And we will be right back after this, right after our quick commercial break, so there you go. And more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with news, maybe some weather sprinkled in. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go away. Yep. That was Heat Waves by Glass Animals and Don't You Worry by the Black Eyed Peas, Shakira, and David Guetta right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, we made it to the final segment. Oh well, but now we're going to try to read this story again. Social Security recipients will get a 2.5% cost of living boost in 2025, smaller than in recent past. Again, this is by Fatima Hussein from Washington by the Associated Press. Millions of Social Security recipients will get a 2.5% cost of living increase to their monthly checks beginning in January, the Social Security Administration had announced on Thursday, which was yesterday, by the way. The cost of living adjustment, or COLA, COLA for short, for retirees translates to an average increase of more than $50 for retirees each month, agency officials had said. About 72.5 million people, including retirees, including disabled people and children, like me, are getting Social Security benefit. But even before the announcement, retirees had voiced concern that the increase would not be enough to counter rising costs, though. Sherry Myers, an 82-year-old retiree from Pensacola City, Florida, is now hoping to get an hourly job at Walmart to help make her ends meet. I would like to eat good, but I just can't. When I'm at the grocery store, I just walk past the vegetables because they're just too expensive. I have to be very selective about what I eat, and even McDonald's is expensive, she said. Now, recipients had received a 3.2% increase in their benefits in 2024, after a historically large 8.7% benefit increase in 2023, which was brought on by a record 40-year high inflation. The smaller increase for 2025 reflects moderate inflation. The Social Security Commissioner, Martin O'Malley, told the Associated Press that the upcoming increase will provide a measure of relief for recipients as inflation has cooled and the agency serves as a record number of retirees while funding is at a historic low. His message to those who feel the adjustment is not enough. They're not wrong. The modest Social Security bump in 2025, there will likely be a 2.5% hike in benefits in 2025, well below the inflation-driven boosts of previous years. Now, I think the highest one was 8.7 in 2023. That was overall the biggest one yet. I believe the second biggest one was in 2022, which was 5.9. The third biggest one was 5.8%, which was in 2009. So there you go. I've heard the stories, and it's a struggle for seniors, he said, adding that in their older years, they have to spend their money on a different array of costly expenses, including prescription drugs. He said policies advanced by the Biden-Harris administration should result in many people seeing lower prescription drug costs now. The agency will begin notifying recipients about their new benefit amount by mail starting in early December. Adjusted payments to nearly 7.5 million people receiving their Supplemental Security Income, known as SSI, will now begin on December 31st. The program is financed by payroll taxes that are collected from workers and their employers, and that is slated to increase to $176,100. The maximum amount of earnings subject to Social Security payroll taxes was $168,600 for 2024, up to $160,200 in 2023. The announcement comes as the National Social Insurance Plan is facing a severe financial shortfall in the coming years. The annual Social Security and Medicare Trustees report released back in May said the program's trust fund will be unable to pay full benefits beginning in 2035. If the trust fund is depleted, the government will only be able to pay only 83% of the scheduled benefits, the report had said. AARP CEO Joanne Jenkins said in a statement that there is more we must do to ensure that older Americans can continue to count on Social Security. AARP continues to call on Congress to take bipartisan action to strengthen the Social Security and secure a long-term solution that Americans can rely on. The presidential candidates, Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, have presented dueling plans on how they would strengthen Social Security. AARP conducted interviews with both Harris and Trump in late August, and they asked how the candidates would protect the Social Security Trust Fund. For Harris, she said she would make up for the shortfall by making billionaires and big corporations pay their fair share in taxes, and use that money to protect and strengthen Social Security for the long haul. Well, for Trump, though, he said, we'll protect it with growth. I don't want to do anything having to do with increasing age. I won't do that. As you know, I was there for 4 years and never even thought about doing it. I'm going to do nothing to Social Security. Oof. O'Malley said there is a push for the Social Security Administration to use a different index to calculate the cost of living increase that measures price changes based on the spending patterns of older people on things such as healthcare, food, and medicine costs. The COLA, C-O-L-A, is now calculated according to the Consumer Price Index, a market basket of consumer goods and services. O'Malley said lawmakers who are advocating for a shift are advancing a very sound policy. Alright, and judging by this offer or whatever it is there, picture there, it looks like that's it for this article. So, what we're going to do now is I'm going to read the weather here. Well, actually, no, we can't. Well, we can. We'll just have to do a general search. Well, I was doing it on the tablet, but, well, I don't have the tablet with me because, again, I have it. But we can do it on the phone, though. So it's not the end of the world. So let me go to the weather app on my phone here. I just got to figure out where the sand sack is. Let's just brush through this really quick. The current conditions, Dallas, 53, cloudy, 70 high, low 44. Again, the cloudy conditions will continue all day. Wind gusts are up to 6 miles per hour, of course. We'll just read the 3-day forecast. Today, high 70, Saturday, sunny, 73 high, Sunday sunny, high 74. And by the way, today will be all cloudy, by the way. But anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. So at least we read a little short weather report there, just a quick one there. Anyway, I'm gonna put a commercial break there. It'll be a 3-minute one. Alright, let's do a 4-minute one, actually, because I won't get the better of me here. 40. All right. I think we'll finish it off first off with Dale, Easy on Me, and then we'll finish it off officially with, Here it is. Steven Sanchez, Until I Found You. All right, so there we go. That's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. And unfortunately, there is going to be no Morning Club on the weekends, because that's kind of obvious. Our next, morning show will be on Monday, which will be October 14th. So there you go. But anyway, I will hopefully see you on Monday, everyone. That'll be fun. But until next time, thank you for listening, everyone. Sorry I didn't do a morning show on Thursday. I just had to make sure that Trina. I just had to make sure she was all good. But anyway, I will see you on Monday. Again, that will be the 14th. Yep, the 14th. Until next time, I'll see you on the 14th to Monday. Goodbye, everyone.